AM 1220, 95.9 FM, The Tornado. Good morning. We continue with Midweek Focus. And my next guest today is Emily Berg. She is a staff partner with the American Cancer Society. Emily, thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Well, let's kind of dive into this. You know, it's around, you know, small towns, you know, cancer really affects a whole community. When if someone is affected by cancer, you know, whether it's a diagnosis or whether it's something more tragic. And so so the Relay for Life is coming up here for Dickey County later this month. I forget the date here, next Wednesday, I should say. And so that's coming up. And before we dive into details on the event, let's talk about what the American Cancer Society is for those who might not be as familiar, and what you guys do.
Yeah, great question. So I often get asked this, you know, what do you do? Where do these dollars go that we donate? And I think that's something that we all have in common. You hit on that. You know, we all are impacted by cancer in some way, shape, or form. We all know a neighbor, a mom, a dad, a grandparent, a friend, someone who has been through this. And one of the big things that we do is we're a leader in transformational cancer breakthroughs. So we have funded over $5 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars since 1946. And we fund all types of cancer research. So we don't just focus on one, we're very holistic. And I think this kind of speaks volumes of who our researchers are. So 49 of our researchers have gone on to win the Nobel Prize. And we get about 1,300 new research grant requests that come in each year. And last year, with 2020, we were only able to fund 79 of those research grants. And 14 of those are to our neighboring state to the east in Minnesota, U of M, and then the Mayo Clinic. But one of the big things, you know, with cancer research, when you get diagnosed with cancer, one of the things that you think of is, okay, how are we going to treat it? How can we attack it? And thanks to our donors, you know, our sponsors, our community partners, ACS, they've contributed to 31% drop in cancer death rates since 1991. And that, just to put it into perspective, is about 3 million fewer cancer deaths. So along with the research side, you know, we also provide direction for anyone, caregivers, you know, whether you've just been diagnosed, you're in the midst of cancer treatment, or you're a caregiver for someone with cancer, ACS is here through our National Cancer Information Center. We call it NCIC, and it's live help. It's support available 24/7, 365 days a year. It's our 1-800 number, where we respond to about 1.4 million inquiries each year. And this is a huge wealth of knowledge, whether it's just general cancer information, you know, patient resource support. We have oncology nurses available, health insurance questions, income assistance. You know, these are all things that you just might not know where to turn to. And this 1-800 number, our National Cancer Information Center, our cancer.org website, you can live chat with people. Just if you don't know where to turn to, this is an excellent resource. And that number for anyone is 1-800-227-2345. Or again, if you just type it into Google, that number will pop up too. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that sounds great. And so, and you know, summer, especially up here in the upper Midwest, is kind of a busy time for you guys at the American Cancer Society, because many of us are holding Relay for Life events as we're able to get outside and do the survivors walk and all of that. But let's talk about what's going to be happening here next week for the Dickey County Relay for Life, and what people can expect from that.
For sure. So 2020 was our year where, you'll hear it all the time, we had to pivot, mm-hmm. right? We had to do something different. And Dickey County Relay for Life, they set the bar for this one. Last year, they raised over $26,000, almost $27,000, you know, amidst the pandemic, which was absolutely incredible. They did something different that other relays are talking about. So this year, it's going to be the same telethon event as last year. It'll be our second one. So we're excited about that. The telethon, it'll take place from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Wednesday, August 18th. So not this week, but next week. And we'll have new teams answering the phone lines every hour. You can listen in on the tornado. One of my favorite places to listen to the tornado is on my cell phone. You know, whether you're mowing the yard or doing your household chores, your app. I downloaded it last year, and I still listen to it. So you can listen to us. You can take us with wherever you go next Wednesday, August 18th. And our goal is $50,000 this year. We're at about $13,000, a little over, but we're confident we can hit it. So we'll have the telethon event. And then we also have our online auction later on in the year. The date is to be determined. But if you want to stay up to date with us, you can follow us online on our website. It's relayforlife.org/DickeyCountyND. Otherwise, Facebook is a great place, too. If you just type in the search bar, Relay for Life of Dickey County will pop up for you. As for the event, too, on Wednesday, from now until Wednesday, you can support Dickey County Relay for Life by purchasing luminarias to honor a loved one or, you know, someone who has been impacted by cancer, in honor, like I said, or in memory, at our Oaks Area Chamber of Commerce, KDDR, Bank North, First Community Credit Union, DNR, City of Oaks, where you pay your utility bill, and then Dakota Plain Credit Union. And the suggested donation for that is $5.
Okay.
Also, too, you know, we have coming up, Let Us Do the Cooking this week on Thursday, August 12th. We have our steak fry in Ellendale. For $20, you'll get steak, baked potato, coleslaw, and dessert at the American Legion from 5 to 7 p.m. So we have a lot going on in these next couple of weeks.
Well, absolutely. And of course, as we kind of wind down our time here, people can find more information online. I believe they can check out Facebook, probably a good resource for that.
Yes. Yep. Facebook, again, Relay for Life of Dickey County. And then we're always thinking about, you know, what we're doing year round. Like I said, the pandemic, you know, has caused us to pivot, to be more strategic and fundraise year round, even though walks might not take place, you know, in winter. But we're already looking for next year for Giving Hearts Day 2 through North Dakota and Minnesota for sponsors for that. We're still looking for sponsors for this year for our telethon event. If you haven't sent in your pledge or sponsorship, you can get a hold of Mary Lou Sunby. Her number, 701-344-6024. Otherwise, you can contact us online too. Just Google us, Relay for Life, Dickey County. Facebook should pop up, or our website too. So.
All right. Well, that sounds good. And of course, people can find more information. Of course, if they want to get more information outside of Dickey County about the resources that the American Cancer Society has, they can check out your website as well.
Of course, yes. Cancer.org is our website.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Emily, thank you so much for your time. Again, the telethon is happening next week, and we'll have that coming up here. What is that? This time next week for that telethon that we'll look forward to. So, Emily, again, thank you so much for your time today, and of course, best of luck with all that you do.
Awesome. Thank you, Jacob, and thank you, everyone. Thanks to our sponsors, our volunteers, and just all of our community supporters. You know, cancer hasn't stopped, and neither will we.
Absolutely. All right. Again, that is Emily Berg, a staff partner with the American Cancer Society, for Midweek Focus on the Tornado.